Sonic Bloom preview show. Next up, we have Under the Floorboards. In fact, it's starting right now with Bob Cosmo. Mr. Cosmo, please take over.
I'm taking time away to dream. I'm taking time away to dream. Away to dream. Away to dream. Away to dream.
Bob Cosmo, thank you guys so much for listening. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Under the Floorboards with Bob Cosmo. We have a great show. We have A-Truck in the studio. They're going to do a 50-minute set where they just do crazy. Who knows what they're going to do? That's why it's Under the Floorboards. We're going to see what happens. And we're going to start the show with the Sister Grotto track that will last for the first 10 minutes of this show. So enjoy Under the Floorboards with Bob Cosmo. Give me a call if you like it. If you don't like it, 303-825-0619. Yeah, this is KGNU. Listen up. Stick around. And we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you.
KGNU, this is Bob Cosmo. Under the Floorboards, Sister Grotto, the little bit of remixing from A-Truck. Is that how we pronounce it? I don't know. Thanks for listening. A-Truck in the studio. They're about to go right now. You guys ready? All right. A-Truck in the studio, under the floorboards, Bob Cosmo, KGNU, all of the things that need to be known. Let's do this, fellas.
Potato.
Cosmo, A-Trek in the studio. A-Trek, is it a truck or is it A-Trek? A-T-R-U-C, we don't go by a name, just a bunch of letters put together. They're in the studio, under the floorboards. Bob, Cosmo, KG and you.
Drunk.
truck, a truck in studio under the floorboards. This is Bob Cosmo. You're listening to KGNU. A-Truck's been behind me. They've been behind me for an hour. We heard Sister Grotto started off. A-Truck, a truck, decided to remix that a little bit. They've been doing their thing for about 50 minutes now. So you're listening to KGNU, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Next, we have Buddha Bomb, one of my favorite DJs on KGNU. Rocking the sleepless nights. Hopefully he goes into restless mornings. Who knows? He's going to 12 to 3. He went 9 to 11 p.m. What's stopping Buddha Bomb to just do a 24-hour set? Can we talk about that? Buddha Bomb, I want to see a 24-hour set, if you're listening.
Yeah.
12 o'clock takeover. This has been Under the Floorboards with a truck as well as Sister Grotto. So this thing's over. We're going to ride it out to the end. Buddha Bomb up next with Sleepless Nights. This has been Bob Cosmo. Thank you for listening.
It is the midnight hour, time for Sleepless Nights. I'm Buddha Bomb, going to have a great time tonight. Yeah, thanks to Bob Cosmo, putting on yet another really cool Under the Floorboards, one of my favorite shows on KGNU Radio. Well, now it's time for Sleepless Nights, and this is the show where anything goes. I'm going to play some music and start out with a track by Negative Land called The ABCs of Anarchy. But I have a special show lined up. I have in the studio guest Ryland. I'm going to be talking with Ryland throughout the show. Ryland has been researching the chemtrail phenomena for at least the past decade. He's got all kinds of things to say about chemtrails, what's going on, and many related topics. You're going to want to stay right here on KGNU. Also, Sherriston Carey, who was a special guest on the show I called The Truth Be Told. We talked about net neutrality, freedom of speech, and related topics. We also touched on her experience with publishing an article about chemtrails. So hopefully she'll be able to call in and join us in the conversation a little bit later in the show. Going to start out with The ABCs of Anarchy by Negative Land. It's about 12 minutes long, and I'll be back here in just a little bit with Ryland. Thanks for tuning in.
Conclusion?
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
Look, people, you heard it on the radio.
I get one.
You seen it on a TV show.
Okay, you better listen to me good, because this is the ABCs of anarchism.
Okay.
A-B-I-O.
Okay.
Where have the Teletubbies gone?
I get no dough. But I got the men. You're never gonna beat me.
If ever the free institutions of America are destroyed, that event may be attributed to the unlimited authority of the majority and oblige them to have recourse to physical force. Anarchy will then be the result.
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what? I think that it is well that you should know all
about
it.
Whatever people want is true, even if it is.
It's your responsibility now to see that I get what I want.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Because everything that you have heard about it is wrong. All got it?
Guess what?
I say, how about a mega statement? It's true, even if it is
wrong.
Because they would come back to you and say,
wrong.
Who can say it?